One, two, three. Did that feel like it was?
It did. That felt pretty good.
All right, because it's always like, oh, this guy's so slow. It's like clap, clap, nice.
I think we were actually in sync that time. All right.
Yeah. On your side, on my side, you were very slow, but okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're already doing it. We're talking. It's Matt Podolsky and me, Greg, and super informal conversation. But if you've been listening to the last couple episodes, you already know that we're pretty invested in the idea of rebranding and the Eyes on Conservation podcast, of changing our name and trying to be much more intentional and conscientious about the broader conversation of conservation and environmentalism and what that means for intersectionality and the way that white supremacy, for example, plays a huge role in the way the planet has been shaped, such as colonization and forced migration, i.e. slavery. So many different facets that can go into this conversation. And now we have this list of just terrible names.
You think they're all terrible? I mean, they're terrible in a certain sense, right? Because our goal is like, our goal is to blow the lid off of this, all this shit, right? I mean, our goal is to show people, is to like reveal that our modern conception of environmentalism is deeply rooted in white supremacy. And
some of the names are just terrible.
Right. And some of the...
Like, we'll just share everything with you.
Yeah, that's true. Some of the names are just bad, like, bad names, not good. Some of them are just kind of like expressing this idea that
right.
is like not... That it's ugly, you know? Right. But it needs to... I don't know. I mean, and in a certain sense, I think that what we're doing now is we're trying to, like, I think we've realized that our branding needs to, like, catch up with where the show is, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think we've been talking about these ideas and we've been, like, restructuring the format of the show so that we're hearing from all of our members and we're trying to democratize this podcast itself and like open up this opportunity for folks to, you know, produce content for the series from within the Wildlands Collective membership. And I think we sort of realized that like that the Eyes on Conservation label didn't fit the idea anymore, you know?
Right, right. And that's also one of the reasons that we want to just impromptu record this. Like, we had no intention of recording this, and then we thought, like, this is exactly the kind of conversation that we want to democratize. Like, we want you to hear what our thoughts are in real time so that you also feel like you have some buy-in and some chance to say, like, yeah, that actually is a terrible name. Don't call it that. Or to say, like, I really like that. It doesn't sound right, but fix it, and there's something to that.
Yeah. So should we read off some of these name ideas that we have?
Yeah. And the thing about organization is I feel like we had these names in like several different parts of this document. Matt and I have been working on this Google Doc that's we've been updating pretty regularly for weeks. And I just feel like we've written down some of these podcast ideas in several places, but maybe not.
Well, do you want me to read off a few of the ones that are kind of resonating with me, and then you could do the same?
Let's just start from scratch. Like, let's include everybody in like a lot of what we've got on here.
Okay.
So we got these new pod name ideas on, I think that's page 9. Do you see that? Is that kind of the beginning of it?
Well, no, there's on page 2, there's
yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, all over the place.
The first round of name ideas that we came up with was
there you go, let's start there.
Yep. So our first one was Wild Vision.
Ugh, it's terrible. I'm sorry, it's probably yours. I'm sorry.
And then we have the Wild Lens Collective podcast.
Right, because this is an extension of the Wildlands Collective.
Yep.
A lot of different members.
Yep, and a variation on that, the WLC pod.
Super unique.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just mostly being sarcastic, but...
Collective Conversations, right? Which also playing on the collective, the Wildlands Collective idea.
But also sounds like something you would immediately skip.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Wild About Conservation.
Which is mine, and that's an awful one.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
If I'm like, that's like a t-shirt you buy at the zoo in the gift shop for like $43. You wear once and then like stain it with grape jelly or something and never wear it again.
Yes.
Is that too specific?
That's great.
That's what it feels like. I'm like, I own that shirt.
It's great. Okay. And then, I mean, this one I think falls into that category as well. Wild Talk.
Yeah. Also awful. And
I think that's also already the name of an existing podcast.
I think several podcasts and probably different sports shows.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're getting into kind of the meat of it. We have deconstructing environmentalism, which is kind of like, you know, a good explanation of sort of our goal.
Right.
And then
and kind of one of the earlier names of where we were like, yeah, that's starting to zero in on where we want to go with it.
Yep. And then the follow up to that one is decolonizing environmentalism, which like I think hones in even more closely on like, you know, the mission that we've identified for the podcast. But it's sort of this question of is that the title we want, or is that sort of what we want in the descriptive language below the title, you know?
And just kind of coming to me, not like reconstructing environmentalism feels like something that I would think, yeah, okay, like that's obviously a conversation about how we redefine and rebuild systems that work and get rid of those that don't.
Right, and, sure. It's about deconstructing, but then obviously, yeah, you have to reconstruct it. So deconstructing and reconstructing.
Which is not as good as recolonizing environmentalism,
nobody wants that.
Sounds messy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Okay, our next one on the list, this is number 9, is Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Yikes.
I think I wrote that one.
Was that yours? I couldn't remember, but I was like, woof.
So I don't know. I mean, is this where we're at? Is this where we're headed? I don't know.
You must have been in a mood that day, because your next one is Our Dystopian Past, Present, and Future, which is written as if our dystopian past, our current present, and our dystopian future.
Yeah, that was the idea behind that one, is that the past, present, and future are all dystopian.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But that's the other part of it too. We don't want to sugarcoat things. Yeah. We also want to be, I think too, like there's an element of wanting to be optimistic or at least real about the things that are in our control, while also saying like, yeah, you see that animal over there? Well, enjoy it, because it's the last time you're ever going to see it.
There's
two sides to this coin.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm at a point where I think I've shed the desire to like paint a pretty picture, you know, like I'm sick of it. It is an obsession of people in the environmental movement to have like you know, a positive spin on an issue, or to like present, you know, you need to create this list of like positive things that people can do to like forward the cause. You know, I mean, obviously that's important. Like, you need to like help people figure out how they can participate in the larger movement. But, you know, most of, you know, your sort of typical like action items, right, that you would put at the end of a film or any kind of thing are total bullshit, you know?
Right. We are the world. We are the... Yeah. I get you. I am with you. I understand that. Yes.
Anyways, we should move on, right? Yes. It's easy to get off on tangents here.
Yeah.
Number
11.
Yeah. Number 11 is New Earth Pod.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's like 6 or 7 other New Earth something podcasts.
Yeah. It is a little generic.
The generic.
But it's not bad. Number 12.
Number 12.
Unnatural Wild.
There's something about that. And that kind of ties in with 13, which was Rewild from Wildlands. But there's like so many different connotations, and the even the concept of rewilding, which was new to me. I mean, I guess I'd never heard that term before, is a whole discipline that is pulled in like, you know, a thousand different views about how to rewild the wild. And I guess Unnatural Wild feels closer to where I would want it to be for a show name. But
yeah, and so I took that Unnatural Wild idea that you came up with, Greg, and I liked it a lot, but I was trying to experiment with some different language to kind of express the same idea. And so we have some other ones. I'm skipping around here at this point. I'm going down to our last page of the document just to so I
get
can,
it.
So the names that we came up with that are sort of variations on the Unnatural Wild theme, we have Pretend Wilderness. We have Artificial Wild. We have Counterfeit Environmentalism. Although then I actually like Counterfeit Conservation better. You got that alliteration thing going on there. And also that, you know, we're sticking with the same word that is in the title of the podcast currently, Eyes on Conservation. So I like the Counterfeit Conservation idea.
There's something about the alliteration that makes me crazy, even if I do like it, though. Like, it fits, I got it, but then I'm like, ugh.
Oh, you don't like the alliteration. I love the
there's
alliteration.
There's something about like a cheap poet's trick, you know?
Yeah.
And, all right. And
well, that's why we're doing this, so that our listeners can chime in and tell us.
Go back up just a little bit. Page 8, I think it is.
Okay.
So we did played around with some word circles right around like different topics and ideas that we feel are intersectional with conservation and have a lot of overlapping themes, and played with word bubbles to find out words that were kind of came up over and over again. So science and state, pod idea. People conservation. Community conservation, language of the land.
I like that one. It's a little cheesy, but I like it.
I do like it. Alliteration aside, I do like it. I don't like that people will probably use it as the acronym LOL. Right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Language of the land, LOL. I guess it's LOTL, but rights of resources. Something about that I kind of like, well, you know, what's the rights of even the things that don't have a pulse, you know, equity and environment, which I think also there's something to that, because equity is also a big part of these conversations, and community and conservation. Those were some at that time. And then, do you want to skip down to the bottom again here?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a few of these are kind of following the theme previously. We have pseudo nature, right, which I think kind of follows the same idea of unnatural wild. Counterfeit conservation we talked about. Colonized conservation. Indigenous colonization. Pale blue dot something something. I don't know if that's you're going for the something something there? Is that what it's all about?
Like that would be the proper name of the show. Welcome to the Pale Blue Dot something something. No, that's just what I do when I'm lazy.
Okay.
I'm like, well, I'll think about that later.
Okay. But the last two
I'm kind of partial to this last one. What do you think?
The last two are kind of interesting ones. The Yes and No Wildlands show.
I kind of like that. Something about that. And to me that was about the duality, right?
Right.
It's all messed up. It's all screwed up. But we can't just sit there. We got to do something about it. The Yes and No Wildland Show. Pew, pew. You gotta do it with
the
handgun. I can do that every single show. The Yes and No Wildland Show. Pew, pew.
Oh, God. Well, yep. If you're listening to this, you got to tell Greg what you think about that.
Yeah. Don't, you know what? I know what you're already thinking. I guess what you're probably getting from this entire conversation is we have no idea what the hell we're doing. I know we know that we're settling in on some of these, but something about it either like doesn't quite fit, or it's close, or it's hard to imagine us using it like just colloquially in the future. So we want to know what you think. You can email us or send us a voice message to info@wildlensinc.org. And you can also send us a voicemail. I should know this number, but I don't. You can send us a voicemail to 208-917-3786. And we would likely use that audio or those messages on an upcoming episode to talk about this conversation. So thanks for putting up with my terrible ideas, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think I don't know. They're not all terrible. I think we got some good ideas here, you know, mixed in with the terrible ones.
You can tell whose are whose. The Yes No Wildland Show. Pew pew.
It's not terrible. Yeah. I kind of it's growing on me. I don't know.
There's something like wonderfully terrible about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then something where you're like, I would never listen to that. Those guys are assholes. All of them.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you, listeners. If you're listening to this, definitely reach out. We listen and to all those messages. We read all of those comments, and we really want to know what you think. You're part of this journey, so let us know. Wildlands Yes and No Show. Pew, 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 pew.
Yes or no.
It'll just, I think after a while, it'll just be me yelling. It's just, yeah, the Wildlands, yeah, the badoo, the badee. A lot of gun sounds. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. Yeah, you can add the sound effects in post and into this if you want, right? You could just...
What?
Yeah, you could put some real gunshot sounds. I don't know. Is that not appropriate?
This is Matthew Podolsky and Gregory Haddock signing off from the Yes and No Wildlands Show. I did the hand gestures too, so right. Whatever the sound effect is, just put it up with my hands. Well, thanks, Matt. I think we solved it all. We're in the clear now.
All right.